1957. Considérons d'abord les facteurs importants, les deux pôles de toute création d'ordre artistique. D'un côté l'artiste, de l'autre le spectateur qui, avec le temps, devient la postérité. Selon toutes apparences, l'artiste agit à la façon d'un être médiumnique qui, du labyrinthe par-delà le temps et l'espace, cherche son chemin vers une clairière. Si donc nous accordons les attributs d'un médium à l'artiste, nous devons alors lui refuser la faculté d'être pleinement conscient sur le plan esthétique de ce qu'il fait et l'esprit qu'il crée. Et d'autant ses décisions dans l'exécution artistique de l'œuvre restent dans le domaine de l'intuition et ne peuvent être traduites en une self-analyse, parlée ou écrite, ou même pensée. T.S. Eliot, dans son essai Tradition en individual talent, écrit: l'artiste sera d'autant plus parfait que seront plus complètement séparés en lui l'homme qui souffre et l'esprit qui crée. Et d'autant plus parfaitement l'esprit digérera et transmuera les passions qui sont son élément. Des millions d'artistes créent, quelques milliers seulement sont discutés ou acceptés par le spectateur et moins encore sont consacrés par la postérité.
As the RMS Titanic sank, and thousands met their death, it is said the ship's band played Abide With Me, a hymn written some 65 years earlier by Reverend Henry Francis Light. If true, it would be an appropriate soundtrack, not only for the poignant content of the lyrics, speaking as they do of life's end, but also because it was finished as Light himself was meeting death, not in the icy waters of the North Atlantic Ocean, but from tuberculosis whilst holidaying in France. It is the object of this work to show that, in our eagerness to make the ocean liner fast and luxurious, we have forgotten to make her safe. The safest ocean liner was the Great Eastern, and she was built over 50 years ago. Her designer aimed to make the ship practically unsinkable, and he succeeded, for she passed through a more severe ordeal than the Titanic, survived it, and came into port under her own steam. Since her day, the shipbuilder has eliminated all but one of the safety devices which made the Great Eastern a ship so difficult to sink. Nobody, not even the shipbuilders themselves, seemed to realize what was being done, until, suddenly, the world's finest vessel, in all the pride of her maiden voyage, struck an iceberg and went to the bottom in something over 2.5 hours' time. An unsinkable Titanic, every ship its own lifeboat, by J. Bernard Walker. Zero.
Thank you.
this work to show that, in our eagerness to make the ocean liner fast and luxurious, we have forgotten to make her safe. The safest ocean liner was the Great Eastern, and she was built over 50 years ago. Her designer aimed to make the ship practically unsinkable, and he succeeded. For she passed through a more severe ordeal than the Titanic, survived it, and came into port under her own steam. Since her day, the shipbuilder has eliminated all but one of the safety devices which made the Great Eastern a ship so difficult to sink. Nobody, not even the shipbuilders themselves, seemed to realize what was being done, until, suddenly, the world's finest vessel, in all the pride of her maiden voyage, struck an iceberg and went to the bottom in something over 2.5 hours' time. An unsinkable Titanic, every ship its own lifeboat, by J. Bernard Walker.